This is Bob Brunello. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. I see the Winnebago County Health Department is now offering COVID-19 booster shots for those who want them. Vaccinations in the county are up about 10% since June, but here's the rub on that. Still less than 55% of all Winnebago County residents have gotten their first two shots. Meanwhile, the number of COVID cases down again, and hospitalizations have dropped again. In fact, the Fox Valley ICU numbers have been cut in half over the last week. The Oshkosh School District expected to announce today whether they'll extend their mask mandate. The city has already extended their mask mandate through November for all city buildings. Page 2. The Common Council will have a public hearing on the proposed budget tomorrow. The city's 2022 tax levy is up about 4.5% larger than this year's. The final vote is scheduled for later this month. Don't expect a large turnout for that public hearing going on tomorrow. Congratulations to Amcor. The Oshkosh company has been recognized by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce as a friend to the environment. Amcor is one of 9 companies selected by the WMC for their efforts. Last week, I told you about a change in policy for the Oshkosh schools in regards to transgendered kids. Parents no longer have a say in what names they use in classes. Board President Bob Peschel told an Appleton radio station that he's in favor of the change because kids need, quote, a safe place. He also said that there is no need for the school board to take up the issue or have a hearing on the policy change. One thing the schools will be looking at is that the latest state assessment scores, they ain't great. More on that coming up on Thursday. Some changes are coming to the Oshkosh Food Co-op. The new supermarket on Jackson opened just a few months ago. Its general manager has apparently left, and now they're launching a second nationwide search for a new GM. The food co-op provides food options for people who live in what's called a food desert near downtown Oshkosh. And the 2022 election is now exactly 1 year away. The U.S. Senate race and the governor's race are two of the races we'll be keeping an eye on starting very, very soon. I'll be back again on Thursday with another edition of It's Newsworthy. It's sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.